Wednesday night, end of day, the Teruah, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Okay, this is our final share before Pesach. Just a quick one, interesting one, that when a person is eating matzah, first night Pesach, then someone just asked me, he says, what else should you be mechavim when you have the kazayit matzah, the first night Pesach this year? I think it's more like a riddle, something completely out of the box. So he said, to be yotzei the mitzvah of Malev Malka. There's a mitzvah of Malev Malka, which is every Motzei Shabbos, and it's a Gemara, Shulchan Aruch Simshin. So when you, at the time that you're eating matzah, you should also be mechavan for Malev into Santa One. Okay, Motzei Shabbos. There should be, where's Malev Malka? Maybe you say it's continued, but Yesh Lodin, something to think about. Okay, you should know what we say on Motzei Shabbos. Every single year, by Kiddush, we say, V'noichal shom min azvochim u min apsochim. That's what we say every year by the Leila Seder, right? When it comes to Motzei Shabbos, then, as you see different neschoys, some will say, V'noichal shom min apsochim u min azvochim. It gets very confusing every time. It's very posh. The zvochim is referring to Korban Chagiga. The Korban Chagiga was always brought on Erev Pesach, usually it was born Erev Pesach, because you had to have Korban Pesach al hasoiva. What does al hasoiva mean? You'd have to bring a Korban Chagiga and eat that as part of the main meal. Imagine, Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Reikayim, during the Shulchan Aruch, you'd have Korban Chagiga first, and afterwards you'd have Korban Pesach. So that's an anomaly, so you say, V'noichal Shomen Azvochim, referring to the Chagiga, and Apsochim to the Korban Pesach. Where Shabbos is Erev Pesach, Erev Pesach is Shabbos, where you wouldn't be allowed to bring the Korban Chagiga on Erev Pesach because of Shabbos and it's not Doicha Shabbos. Only Korban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, not the Korban Chagiga. When do you bring the Korban Chagiga? You would bring it on Chol HaMoed. You wouldn't be able to bring it before Yom Tov because it's Shabbos. So says the Taz, in such a scenario, what we should be saying really is V'noich HaShol Min HaPsochim, because we haven't yet got the Korban Chagiga, Umin Azvochim, which will come later on Chol HaMoed. Because in a year where Shabbos is Erev Pesach, then when you can't bring the Korban Chagiga, rather it would be after Yom Tov, then you should change all the way around, as though you stay in Taz. That's what you'll see some people do. But the Maisa, it seems that Reva Poiskim Nemon, the Knesset Agdoida, the Knesset Cheskel, he wants the Taina, that it's not saying what we're doing this year. It's a tefillah for the coming years. That means Hashem, V'noich Hashem, next year, Hashem should give us the Zechusa, we should be Zechah to bring the Karbonos. That next year we should be Zechah to the Zvochim and the Apsochim, which the next year, or the 2 years time, or whenever the years, the upcoming years, then we'll be Zechah to bring the Zvochim and Apsochim. Yeah, so that, says the Knesset Yecheskel, there's no need to change anything around. Taka the Chazanish also said, keep it as it is, it's just a tefillah Allah Abba. But you will see, obviously the Machzorim will bring, the Haggadah Shal Pesach will bring two different Neschois. But the Maisa, you'll see the Knesset Yecheskel and Chazanish all went together with saying it's the same, because it's just a tefillah Allah Abba. Okay, then it's an interesting one from the Shlim Zaman Oibach. You know, we say that when it comes to Yachatz, what do? We break the middle matzah, and the big one, we keep for Afikomen. Right. That is interesting. What do we do afterwards? Then, some have a minute that we steal the Afikomen. The nusach of stealing the Afikomen, and the person who steals it and hides it and gets to the end, and he's Alam Gevar, that Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't like. It's interesting, Rav Shlomo Zalman, he didn't understand it. He says, what a person who's one of the children who shows that he's the chavruman and he's able to get it from all the other children, him should get a prize. He got the Afikomen prize. Shlomo Zalman, firstly, he didn't like the lashon, that the concept that's used, Gnevas Afikomen. He said, Ech Nargil Hatinoikis, how can we get them used to Lgneva Lukabel Schar Al Kach Kanohug? Yeah, so interesting. Okay, this is just a hack. He didn't like it. He used the lashon of chatifa. He said, chatifa, you can use a chatifa as afikomen. But to say gneva as afikomen, who stole the afikomen? That nusach of stole the afikomen, Shlomo Zalman didn't. He said he couldn't appreciate that were teaching children of Elim Atzir Shalove, Elim says Lahachzeh, and being very careful of Yenon's property. But when it comes to Afikoman, then, yeah, you steal the Afikoman. Go and steal the Afikoman, and whoever steals the Afikoman will get the better prize. Sedrach Klum Zalman Obach, that hasn't got any Mokum and Chinuch, and he wasn't of the idea of doing such a thing. It's an interesting thing, because he looked at it a bit deeper. Okay, then we've got one of the Minhogim or the Minhag Seda is to eat an egg at the Kara. Where that comes from, the Ramah actually mentions this. The Ramah says that one of the reasons why we have an egg is because the night that Pesach falls on, which this year is Motzei Shabbos, will be the same night that Tisha B'Av this year will also fall on Mitzvah Hashem. There shouldn't be a Tisha B'Av, but if there is a Tisha B'Av, it will fall on Motzei Shabbos. So it's the same night. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch writes a very interesting siman. Shulchan Aruch, back in the end of Chelik Dalet, he writes, what's the siman of Dava? What's the siman that Tisha B'Av, Leil Tisha B'Av, Leil Pesach is the same night? Because state Al Matzois Umroirim Yechlu. Al Matzois referring to Pesach, Umroirim, referring to Tisha B'Av, Yechluv. It's interesting remez that it's going to be the same night. Al Matzos, you don't Tisha B'Av. Okay, that's an interesting one. The Maisa, there's a minik in Mitzrayim will. Yeah, there's a minik to eat the egg, that's another point. And then you have the Afikoman, and after the Afikoman, we know there's a halacha not to eat or drink afterwards. Obviously, the two koises after the following the Afikoman is fine. You should know, last year, there's a very geshmaka toisus, that was a big chizuk. For last year, there were many people that were eating alone the Seder, maybe this year also there might be, and one of the big darshonim, they brought a toisus, a very powerful toisus. You know what I'm talking about? Toisus and brochus, membeis and mudalef, very nice toisus. There's a halacha, that if, let's say, I wash my hands for my machronim, what's the halacha? I'm having a meal, I wash my hands for my machronim, can I continue having bread? No, it's not sure. No, once you wash my machronim, it's all over. If you do, you have to make another bracha almighty. If I'm actually eating by you, let's say I come to you by your house, and I decide, right, I've had enough, and I wash my hands, and then you serve something else. Says Shukhanach is different, because, says the halacha is different. Why? Because it's not up to me to decide that I'm finishing, because the balabais is the balabos, and if he decides he's got another serving to give, then my washing wasn't correct. It's not appropriate. Okay, so that's the halacha. Says the halacha. What happens? Imagine Leilach Seder. I completely forget about Afikoman, and I go. I'm ready to fill up all the koisos, ready to bench, and then after I wash my hands for my machreinim, I suddenly remember. Hey, I forgot Afikoman. So what's the halacha? Do you have to? So obviously you have to have Afikoman. But do you make the hamitzi lechem naaret? I'm the balabos. Do I make hamitzi? I wash my hands. Says Tosus, shani the haseba. When it comes to shani leila seda is different. Da ataka drachmona ka'ochil. That you're eating on the Ribbonish Leilam's meal. It's not your meal, leila seda. It's a very powerful yisoid. That the last year there was a big baldashim was saying to the people which were eating alone, don't worry, you're not eating yourself. You're eating on the taka, which is a table. You're eating on the table of Hashem. Ad kedekach, it affects the halacha. If a person, by mistake, washes my machreinim, although usually he won't be able to continue having pas or matzah without making a bracha, but here he can, because his washing is insignificant, because it's mainly he's eating on the Rebbe Yishlom's table, so he hasn't got the rishus to start washing his hands. I think it's quite a powerful idea that I heard last year. Okay, that's regarding the benegeah to Afikoman. Then you've got Shir Ashirim, which you'll see some people like to do Shir Ashirim after the meal. That comes from the Chai Odom writes this, and the Kav Chaim writes this. You'll find some people do that because after the Seder. After the Seder, they'll do that. Well, the Chai Odom says because it mentions a bit about Yitzis Mitzrayim, or the Kav Chaim writes because since it's a time of freedom, so it's a time to sing. Okay, interesting concept. A time of freedom, a person might naturally sing, so therefore the Kav HaChaim says that you'll find there's such a nusach of Shir Ashirim. Okay, then you've got Krishma. This is always an interesting one, because Krishma, that's right, the Ramah says, actually, Moshe is spot on. The Ramah actually says that when it comes to Leila Seder, if you see, because Leila Seder is Leil Shimurim, so usually we say Krishma Shalamita, the whole nusach of Krishma Shalamita, to be matzalas from the Mazikim. Says the Ramor, that when it comes to Leila Seder, that Vanoya Gim Shalelikris Alamitoso Iraq, Parshish, Shalelikris Alamitoso, don't say Krishma Shalamita. So there's a friend of mine who told me that one day a year or two nights a year he's Makam this Ramor. He does not make his. He doesn't say Krishma Shalamita. That he hands up not saying Krishma. But I told him, look, if you're not saying anything, the Ramad does say that you should rak Parsha Shema. You do have to say Parsha Shema. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hu adin beruchas amatol." So even Leila Seder, that the Ramad says not to say the Krishma Shalamita, it doesn't mean the whole thing. The first parasha, together with Hamapil, those two things, the Ramad says to say even on Leila Seder. Now, you will see that the Chok Yaakov brings that some people had a minhag to leave their front doors open. Anyone has that minhag? Don't say it. Don't say it too loud. Don't say it. Got it on camera, okay? So, all night. Yeah, the Chok Yaakov writes, because it's a Leil Shimurim, to show that we are, it's an exceptional night. And in fact, this is obviously Alpi, it's in Yonim. So there was once a person that... he was given an item to watch. I can't remember what it was, maybe a watch, let's say, to watch. And that night, Leila Seder, he decided he's going to leave his door open. He had a minhag to leave his door open. And then the watch got stolen. What would you say? They came to Rav Eliashiv and they said, listen, this person has a minhag to keep his front door open. And the watch got stolen. What would you say, Lazar Matzev? He's... Now, the Nifgad, the person who was watching it, he claimed that I have this minute to keep my front door open. So maybe I should be potter from paying you for the watch. Rabbi Yashar said, no, there's no such thing. The Chiv Shmira is a Chiv 100%. If you want to come onto Skulas and having a Munna, then you pay him and have a Munna, you'll get the money back as well. So don't use that. You've got a Chiv to look after things, right? So look after it, and then if anything works out, then you have to pay. It's also another point, it's just we forgot to mention about Shpocha Moscha. I like the Lashon of the Ramah. I was learning, look at the Ramah, some have a minig. The Ramah says the minig is to open the door. And you open the door and you say Shpocha Moscha Lagoyim. The Ramah adds a very interesting point. He says, to show that's Leil Shimurim, and the Zechus of Amunah Zu, and the Zechus of this Amunah, that Mashiach will come, that we hope Mashiach come, Yovoi Mashiach, Mashiach will come, V'yishpocha Moscha ala Akum. It's just a nice Nusach that the Ramah mentions over there. Okay. Next thing, the hardest part of the Seder is to wake up the next morning on time. Okay, so you're gonna, especially this week, this year, that the clocks change, and it'll end up working against us, because in the summer you always spring forward, right? So if you spring forward, let's say you finish the Seder 2 o'clock, really it's already 3 o'clock. Wow. So really, even if Zman tells you it's 9 o'clock in Shul. Yeah, really, it's 8 o'clock, so it's not much time. So the hardest thing is to make sure to try and right, exactly, you've got to make sure the time's okay. So the zakh is that when it comes to a small chup, when it comes to the next morning, sorry? Oh, yeah, you have to say, if you catch the 2 o'clock, if you waited that long till 2 o'clock, then you can say that my Seder was till 3 o'clock, yeah, actually you can say that. Okay, so now... Chatzos will change as well, yes. That's why Chatzos will be different. The next time you've got to make a cheshbon, all these things, you've got to make a cheshbon, sure. Sorry? Right. Oh, yeah, sure, let's chaparan. Yes. Thank you, let's miss out. Okay, 100%. Let's miss out, there's too much to say. Let's just miss out. The shaila is, a lot of people have the shaila that they will make an order, they'll want to, on Erev Pesach, a few days before Pesach, you can probably already do it now, you make a Tesco order, of two boxes of Shreddies, two boxes of Weetabix, and two boxes of cornflakes, all sorts of chomets, crackers, and all sorts of chomets that you might want to do before Pesach. And the shaila is, now in this day and age, you can actually arrange that the delivery should come, tell them that you want Rabbi Natan's man, okay? That you want it to come straight after Rabbi Natan. Yeah, that's a Matzah Pesach will be Sunday night. So if Sunday night, let's say the Sof Zaman, Rabbi Natan, his man is at 9:45, you can tell Tesco to come, I want the slot, 9:45 till 10 o'clock, or let's say it's 10 till 9, till 11, you want the slot to come, you'll have a knock on the door, even before Abdullah, with all the chomets, the geschira, and Shalom Al Yisrael. Okay, and the shaila is, can you pre-arrange this to happen for after Pesach? What would you say to such a shaila?
Yes.
Moshe says yes. Go on. No, oh, that's an interesting one. The way it works in Tesco specifically, as we've been told, is that they don't actually take the full money. They might take a £2 charge or something for the order, but they don't take the full money of the entire order. They would only take the money once it gets delivered. So now that works in your favor because it's not really yours. So that really, strictly speaking, there is, it's a big topic, but strictly speaking, it should be okay. And it is okay, strictly speaking. Sorry? Now, the truth is, even if, let's say, you have such a company, which I don't even think they're allowed to charge you, if they do a charge you for the whole chometz, for everything before Pesach, that is even that is another shaila, and it's still, me'ikadin, still okay. The reasoning is because you have never obligated them to give that specific piece of chometz. You didn't tell them, you know, that box up there on the top shelf from aisle 3, that one is mine. And so if they're not obligated to give that specific package, kum tois, it's theirs. Now, if let's say a fire would happen, or let's say their truck on the way to my house would crash, and all my shreddies would get crushed, okay? And then they have to bring a new one. They can't charge me for it. It's basically because it doesn't belong to me until it comes to my house, therefore, strictly speaking, it's all okay. But I do have to mention, having said that even though Meikah didn't get all this okay, we have to take into account that if a person is able to buy from a local shop, right, that is another consideration thing in the account. Meaning, yes, regarding the Tesco Shire is one thing, but then we have to realize that buying locally, if you make a cheshbon, imagine 100 people, we're not taking commissioners, are we? Imagine 100 people go shopping, they change their shopping from Tesco, and they change it to a local shop, and 100 people do it for a year. Let's say their shopping is £150 a month, £200 a month. We're talking about £200,000. Make the cheshbon yourself. Which, if let's say a shop owner tries to aim for 30%, 20% even, you're talking about 50 grand a year. We're talking about big figures. So all I'm saying is, when it comes to the specific shadow of Tesco, yes, it's very, very mistaba that they think that's mutter. But again, it's always kedai, whenever I mention the shaila of Tesco and all these sorts of shops, it's always kedai to remember that Baruch Hashem, Kol Yisrael, Erevim Zelah Zeh, and going to a local shop, using a local Haimisha shop, that's second to none. That is second to none because you've got the Maila, which is the biggest form of using your money well, and Mr. Hashem, Do'inu Shuvi Zoicha, to Koshem Pesach, I have to thank you again for coming every night to the Shay. It's amazing. I'm Ramesh Sachius. I grace Ishka. Thank you very much.
Yeah.